Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Winning Ways for Your Mathematical Plays is a major work of recreational mathematics and combinatorial game theory by Elwin R. Berlekamp, John H. Conway, and Richard K. Guy, first published in the early 1980s and later expanded into a multi-volume second edition. The book is both an introduction to the mathematical study of games and a detailed reference on many specific games and puzzles. Its central purpose is to show that games often treated as diversions can be analyzed with precise mathematical structure. The first volume builds the theoretical foundation through concepts such as surreal numbers, partisan and impartial games, Sprague-Grundy theory, and misère play. The later volumes apply those tools to well-known games including Nim, Dots and Boxes, Sprouts, Silver Coinage, Futball, Fox and Geese, and to puzzles such as Peg Solitaire, Rubik's Cube, the Soma Cube, and Conway's Game of Life. The result is a book that combines rigorous mathematics, deep strategy, and broad recreational reach. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how surreal numbers and game values turn play into mathematics. One of the book's most important contributions is its presentation of combinatorial game theory as a genuine mathematical language for describing games. Rather than treating a position as merely good or bad, the authors assign game values that capture relative advantage and future options. This is where surreal numbers become important. They provide a framework for encoding positions in a way that can support arithmetic-like reasoning. That approach is not just a formal trick. It lets readers compare positions, combine subgames, and understand why two apparently different situations can be equivalent in strategic value. The result is a shift from ad hoc strategy toward structural analysis. This framework is especially powerful because it applies to games with perfect information and no chance elements, where careful reasoning can reveal hidden regularities. For readers new to the field, this section explains why game theory in this book is not the same as economic game theory. It is a mathematical study of play itself, with values, operations, and patterns that can be analyzed systematically. Secondly, partisan and impartial games are separated with precision. The book carefully distinguishes between impartial games, where both players have the same legal moves, and partisan games, where the available moves depend on which player is moving. That distinction matters because the mathematics and strategy of the two classes differ sharply. Impartial games are often approached through Sprague-Grundy theory, which reduces positions to Nimber-like values and allows decomposition into independent components. Partisan games require a richer framework because each player may have access to different options. So the symmetry that simplifies impartial games is absent. Winning Ways is valuable because it does not blur these categories. Instead, it shows how each class demands its own tools and how these tools reveal the structure of play. This separation is more than classification. It explains why some games are amenable to elegant analysis, while others are more complex. Readers learn to identify what kind of game they are studying before choosing a method. That habit is central to the book's broader intellectual style. Start from the rules. Classify the structure correctly, then derive strategy from mathematics rather than intuition alone. Thirdly, Sprague-Grundy theory and misère play show the limits of standard winning logic. A major strength of the book is its treatment of impartial game analysis through Sprague-Grundy theory, the classic method for reducing positions to equivalent nimpiles. This gives readers a practical way to solve many games by converting complex positions into simpler numerical forms. The book also makes clear that this elegant theory has limits. Misère play, where the player who makes the last move loses, often behaves differently from normal play and resists the standard nim-based solution method. By addressing misère games directly, the authors show that mathematical theory must adapt when the objective changes. This is an important lesson because it prevents readers from overgeneralizing from the nicest cases. The treatment demonstrates both the power and the fragility of general methods in combinatorial game theory. It also trains the reader to think carefully about terminal conditions, move parity, and endgame structure. In practical terms, this topic helps explain why two games that look similar on the surface can require very different analytical techniques once the win condition changes. Fourthly, detailed case studies reveal the hidden structure of classic games. The second major part of the book applies theory to many concrete games, and this is where its reputation as a reference work is especially strong. Games such as Nim, Dots and Boxes, Sprouts, Silver Coinage, Futball, and Fox and Geese are not treated as isolated curiosities. Instead, they become case studies showing how the general methods of the first volume work in practice. This application matters because the value of a theory is measured by the range of situations it can illuminate. In games like Dots and Boxes, for example, the analysis exposes structural features that casual play can overlook, such as controlled endgames and the importance of chains and loops. In Nim, the theory is simpler and more classical, but it serves as a baseline that clarifies the logic of impartial game decomposition. The broader lesson is that mathematical play is not about memorizing tricks for one game at a time. It is about learning how to see recurring patterns across different rule systems and recognizing which strategic ideas survive from one game to another. Lastly, the final puzzle section connects game theory with broader recreational mathematics. The book stands out because it does not stop at board games. Its later sections extend the same analytical spirit to puzzles such as the Soma Cube, Peg Solitaire, Rubik's Cube, and Conway's Game of Life. This expansion is significant because it shows that the boundary between game, puzzle, and dynamical system is often thinner than it first appears. Some of these problems are not competitive games in the usual sense, but they still involve legal moves, state spaces, and the search for structure. By including them, the authors demonstrate that combinatorial thinking can illuminate many kinds of recreational problems. This broad scope is one reason the book has been so influential in recreational mathematics. It offers readers more than strategy advice. It offers a way of thinking about systems with discrete states and rules. The inclusion of Game of Life is especially revealing, since it links traditional puzzle analysis with cellular automata and mathematical exploration of emergence. The final section therefore widens the book's intellectual range while keeping its core method intact: identify rules, analyze structure, and derive insight from formal reasoning. In conclusion, Winning Ways for Your Mathematical Plays is best suited to readers who want more than casual game tips, mathematicians, computer scientists, puzzle enthusiasts, and serious recreational problem solvers will all find value in it, though the book rewards patience and some comfort with abstract reasoning. Its main benefit is that it teaches a transferable way of thinking how to classify a game, identify the right theoretical tools, and turn rules into mathematical structure. That makes it useful not only for understanding the specific games discussed, but also for approaching new games and puzzles with greater discipline. What distinguishes it from most books in the same category is its scale and ambition. Many recreational mathematics books focus on a narrow set of puzzles or provide isolated tricks. Winning Ways instead combines foundational theory, detailed worked analysis, and a wide survey of games and puzzles in one integrated work. It is both a landmark text in combinatorial game theory and a lasting reference for recreational mathematics. Readers who want a deep, historically important, and highly analytical treatment of mathematical play will find it unusually rich and enduring. If you would like to support Elwin R. Berlekamp, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.